listen, think, learn, grow. Listen, think, learn, grow. Live, live, live.
This is the Spirit of Life Metaphysics Radio Program, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Michael Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening and welcome to the Spirit of Life program for Wednesday, January 3rd. My name is Michael Kelly. I'm here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Well, and happy New Year 2024. As always, Michael, I'm very glad to be here.
Well, so glad to have you. Happy New Year to you and happy New Year to everybody listening. I'm still having some cognitive dissonance that we're already in 2024, but I'm pushing through it. So glad you could join us tonight, and so happy that those that can't join us live take the time to catch up with us in the archives. Spirit of Life is a weekly service and educational program of the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit, as well as to explore science and spirituality. In addition to this broadcast, ICMH offers other educational programs that can be found at metaphysicsinstitute.org and tfuniversity.org. As always, we'll begin tonight with our 9 abbreviated principles of belief. Those are 1. Do no harm, do right. 2. We believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit. The answers we seek already exist within us. 3. We believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems. 4. We are all equal. One planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. 5. We recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. 6. We are physical and spiritual beings. Consciousness survives death of the physical body. 7. Self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will create self-completeness. 8. Metaphysical education and practical life skills empower the human spirit and enhance the human condition. And 9. Expanding human consciousness leads to human evolution and peaceful coexistence. So, Dr. Vicki, tonight we were talking about having more of a kind of open conversation, but I think in our discussion prior to going live, we have a kind of a good idea, and that is, I think acknowledging the difficulty that people have. Even when times are good, we are still having problems in our day-to-day lives. We still have challenges to address.
Well, we sure do, and we think about principle number 5, acknowledging, we're all divine beings. We're all connected through that divine energy. And as you said, Michael, cutting each other some slack. And maybe that's a good way to start this year, about cutting yourself some slack and giving others some slack. I have a sense that in this year we're going to have even pockets starting of a sense of community, people coming together, and not just because of some environmental catastrophe either, but I think an acknowledgement of we do need each other.
Yeah.
And learning to communicate with one another better. And I'm not saying across the board you're going to have world peace and everybody's going to get along, because I think, there's always some turbulence somewhere. Mm-hmm. But everybody's got a story. And I would have thought that COVID, those COVID years, of course we still have trails of COVID and other things, but those COVID years would have taught us something, but I think the pendulum went the other way. And I think as it comes back to the middle ground, of the swing of, acknowledging each other as real human beings. And we all, like you said, Michael, everybody's got a story, everybody's got a challenge. And being a little more sensitive to that, or at least acknowledging that, I think, as Michael and I were talking about, there's a lot of, bleep, bleep people out there. And then everybody else is trying to survive the bleep, bleep people, And I think to stop that, instead of being on a defense, be more in the assertive and standing up for yourself, but all in a good way. And I think that it always begins with sharing of ourselves. You know, being a little bit more willing to share our story, it doesn't mean you have to, you know, bleh, all over the place. But being a little more willing to let our defenses down.
Right. You know, I think the flaw comes in thinking that the other, you know, whatever that other tribal group is, they have nefarious intent. They have evil intent. They're trying to do bad things. I think it's very rare that you have a human being that's actively trying to do harm. It's actively trying to do something that's nefarious and wrong. So many people, you know, will just, they wrap themselves up in the story of their own pain, and they don't realize that other people are going through things too. We're all going through stuff. We've all had pain, some to a greater or lesser extent, but you can't, it's impossible to compare pain.
And I think people are fearful for the most part, and you know, everything in the what about me, or I'm suffering today and I don't see you suffering and my pain is greater than your pain. And, you know, so that competitiveness in pain. And hold it, folks. You know, just calm down. If we can understand, as you said, Michael, before the program, everybody's in pain. Everybody's going to have pain.
Yeah.
We don't have to compete for that.
No.
You know, we can kind of have a better understanding, or at least a better sense that everybody's in pain. You know, when I see somebody in the checkout, like, acting badly,
right.
I see that frequently. Instead of, you know, getting a little bit, what's going on, I tend to be that, whoo, you're having a bad day.
Yeah. You know, I think it's important that we remember to cut each other some slack, that it's important. It's important not just, you know, in terms of the here and now. It's important for changing the tenor, you know?
Yeah.
Are we always going to be constantly bringing up grievances and, you know, constantly doing the, you know, the whataboutism? Or are we going to try to come together and to try and to build something better, to build some trust with one another, to have some understanding? We're all human. We're all doing the best we can to a greater and lesser extent, but we're all just trying to make it through the world. Even in times like this, which are, you know, historically prosperous in terms of human existence, you still have challenges. You still have hard times. You know, if we took out all of the crap that humans give each other, life is still hard. We are still a natural world to deal with. There's still disease and all of the different things that come into it.
I think the biggest thing that everybody wants is an acknowledgement.
Yeah.
And we all want to have something recognized. And I think when we do hold antagonism, and I, for one, I'm guilty of this, it's because there was no acknowledgement.
Yeah.
You know, and but I make it a point then for those I didn't get it from to do my best to give it to others. And I fall short of this too, Michael. And that's kind of what.
Come on now.
No, it's one of the things even in this year is if people seem to be in a bad mood or having a hard time or acting badly, acknowledge their pain. Yeah. I'm really sorry you must be having a really hard day. What can I do? And bless you, Dr. Zach, who says, it's true. Please don't ignore me. I can handle anything. Just don't ignore me.
Yeah.
And that's I think that's what we all want. So beginning this year is keep that in mind, and because we're all going to encounter this again, right? But in order to get that sense of community back or get that some kind of camaraderie, or, you know, Joseph Campbell, I know I've mentioned this before, he would say that every culture in history has had a myth. And the problem with the westernized world and industrialization is the myth became about money. Is it what's the belief system? And now we have such an integrated planet all over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what is the common myth? Instead of everybody saying, well, this is my religion, and this is my religion, this is my money, and this is my business, and, you know, my culture and my community, is we are connected and acknowledging that a little better. There's always going to be racism. You know, there's always going to be bias and prejudice and so on. But
tribalism.
Hold your head up, you know.
I mean, racism is about, you know, us and them, right? It's the other, right?
Yeah.
And it's inherent to the human animal. We're tribal beings, but we have awareness. We have consciousness. We have sentience. And we can actively push against that. You know, I've been as guilty as you about all of these things. About, I have been guilty of being so certain in my position that I have been overly snarky, overly, you know, snippet about, you know, about different things. And
it's not so.
Oh, I know. But I have to remind myself that I think a lot of things. I think a lot of things to be true. I know some things to be true. The importance of empathy. The importance of reason. Mm-hmm. Of critical thinking, those kind of principles. But you know what? I can't quite remember how it goes. Something along the lines of, it's a common joke in physics that, you know, there are the laws of physics. Everything else is just opinion. But I think that, you know, when you have, you were talking about how, you know, we kind of have a myth about money. And I think that true, you know, there is a strong element in society that it's overly materialistic, but I think that belief I've always viewed as a dangerous thing, because belief gives you certainty, and certainty can breed poor ethics. When you're so certain in your cause that you're right, you can justify anything, and that terrifies me.
I know. Wendy just said in the chat, I work in retail. I see a lot of that. I used to run the other way when I see a person in a bad mood. Now I am getting a better understanding, communicating with them, and trying to do my part for humanity and try to get a smile from them. Never know how much a small thing can make a difference. You know, I appreciate you saying that, Wendy, because that's so true. It's even a gesture. Look, there are definitely some people I stay away from. Trust me. I don't want to get in a conversation with them. I know how radical it's going to be, so I kind of turn the other way. Tabitha says, what if I want to believe I'm a billionaire? just don't spend more than your credit cards would allow, Tabitha. You know, I think that we can do better when we know better. Mm-hmm. We can't unknow something.
Yeah.
Everybody. You know, once you know better, you can't unknow it.
Right. Right. Awareness.
So you have a choice then of how you want to act on it.
Absolutely. And when it comes to certain things, like, you can break through that kind of, you know, innocent worldview where, you know, you peer into the deeper, the darker side of humanity. But you can learn more, you can find out more, and you get through that and you realize, you know, get on the other side of it. All that darkness comes from a lot of pain, a lot of people that are internalizing things, that are acting out, that are afraid. How much pain has come from people that are afraid?
Well, it's the root of all things. But I tell you one thing, Michael, if I hear this love will conquer all stuff one more time, I'm, you know, going to poke myself in the forehead with a fork. It's this love. It's one of those experiences we all have. It's so many different levels. Mm-hmm. And I absolutely believe that love is a part of that divine energy. But we decide how it's going to act.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And we choose how we want to be. As I'm not saying going around loving everybody. You got to have defensive skills in this world. But, and, you know, and using your sensory perception, your intuition, and your good, you know, life lessons. But, you know, it's how do you want that humanity to act? How, and deciding that. It's honestly, some of these old, the new age cliches that have long been pet peeves of mine, I think are finally starting to wane. You know, it's finally starting to, people are getting it. Well, that didn't quite work.
I think it's a phrase of my own creation. Nothing is true all of the time. You know, things are in constant flux. You know, maybe love does conquer sometimes, but not always. You know, maybe there's always going to be things that just don't fit the scenario. Life is too complex. You know, I don't like people that say, oh, life is simple. No, life's not simple. When we focus on what we can control, that simplifies things. You know, what is within our power, what is within our purview to change, that can be a more simple thing. We can overcomplicate things, but life is inherently complex. There are so many variables, so many differences. You know, I've often said, you know, even if you look at a rock, well, that's just a rock. That's simple. Well, where did the rock come from? It's journeyed through the cosmos, you know, in terms of star stuff expanding, the planets forming, it bubbling up from the inner core. And yeah, I'm exaggerating kind of a point here, but this entire thing of, you know, like love conquers all, of like there being one overall principle or one overall thing that will fit everything is just not true.
Well, Dr. Mike added in the chat, that goes right along with Money Can't Buy Happiness, and it's true. Now, understand what that means, you know, money can't buy happiness, is that if I have money, my problems are solved. Mm-hmm. But I have known some very wealthy people who have problems that you guys can't imagine, and I'm sure you all have known that too. Mm-hmm. I've known wealthy families to deal with schizophrenia in the family, the drug addicts and addictions, just at a different level, you know. And, they might have access to more care, but for all the good it did when they still have family members suffering, you know, they still go through divorces. They still go through, you know, cancer will get anybody. Hello.
They still feel loneliness.
Yeah, exactly. So it's money can, trust me. It takes a bite out of having to pay rent on this planet.
It helps.
And yes.
I think it's important to define, you know, what is happiness? You know, to me, happiness is a momentary thing. I think being content and being happy are in the relative same sphere, but they're not the same thing. I think happiness can be temporary, but to be content with what you're doing in life, to be content that you're trying to do something to change the world around you, even if it's incremental. You know, money can buy happiness. You can, you know, pay for your entire family to go to, you know, a theme park or something like that. You can buy a jet ski.
And but that's a momentary thing too.
Exactly. And, but I do think that there's an old phrase that maybe money can't buy happiness, but a lack of money can bring unhappiness. And I think that is true when it comes to not being able to pay the rent, not being able to put groceries in the cupboard, things like that.
Well, Wendy says inner peace is happiness. And you took the words out of my mouth because to me, I'm at peace. Mm-hmm. And as long as I'm at peace, I can pretty much deal with anything.
Yeah.
You know, and some things are bigger than others. There's no question. And, you know, as I said last week, you know, life is going to be challenging and scary and all those other things, but it's really not hard compared to our ancestors. Mm-hmm. And it's not that hard if you've made peace with yourself.
And it's not that hard if you examine what in life will really bring you peace or contentment. I kind of look at them synonymously right now.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, do you need the bigger house, the bigger car, the next new thing, you know? Do you need the PS5 instead of the PS4, you know? I mean, okay, maybe not that one, but you know what I mean.
I know. Some people say, oh, you know, we got 5 kids, we need 7 bedrooms. And I think, wow, you know, 100 years ago, I knew families of 7, 9, as a matter of fact, now I do even, you know, 9, 10 people living in a 2-room house.
Yeah.
And they make it work.
You know,
a friend of mine, I mean, she's older now and they're all grown up, but she had 9 kids. And imagine in a 3-bedroom place, 9 kids. You know, that's a lot of people space.
It is.
Taking up space. And they made it work. You know, it's just if we understand that we have what we have and we live from what we've talked about before, that place of hope, and do the best we can. Mm-hmm. I really do believe 2024 is a pivotal year, and I am optimistic, people. And again, I'm in no way dismissing how everyone here may have a challenge or 10, some bigger, you know, lesser than others. But I am hopeful that this is a pivotal year for the wheel to turn a little bit. Because we're either going to get with the program or we not. And I happen to believe that there's a spirit in humanity that does want to improve. Yes, there's sociopaths and there's all those other people who like to throw their power around. But You know, it's quite simple. If you don't like them, don't buy their stuff.
True enough. And that can also include ideas. Don't buy into their ideas.
Exactly. Totally agree.
You know, it's when you were saying earlier, you know, how you, well, I have, you know, a family of seven, so I need a 9-bedroom house, things like that. You know, I have, you know, probably the biggest house that I've had. I live by myself. I have a 3-bedroom house. It's nice. But at the same time, when I was in my 20s and I had 2 roommates, you know, that was some of the funnest and happiness, you know, happiest I've been. You know, yeah. I didn't have 4 dogs. So, you know, there's some caveats. But it is about appreciating what you have in the moment, too.
Yep, absolutely. And, you know, I think this is a good time. We're going to choose some cards. Anybody want your name, cards for your name, put them in the chat, please. And for those who don't know, the Inner Oracle Self-Discovery cards are Dr. Keller's, and I pull a tarot as a support energy, figure it out. And let's see what we've got this year. What is the energy flow? You know, Wendy was on last week. Thank you, Wendy. It was awesome.
Absolutely.
We did kind of a recap of last year, which the most pulled card was hope. So, you know, let's look at coming on the back of that 2 years in a row, you know, was hope. And let's see what this year brings. You know,
it's going to be interesting.
Also hope
that
maybe something more substantial.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I was just going to joke. You know, when I say hope conquers all, but I think it is it's a powerful thing. And as we have some names already filtering in,
yeah.
And I just like to say, you know, as we kind of wrap up this, just remember to cut each other some slack. Remember to keep pushing forward through the challenges. And when, you know, there's going to be an ebb and flow to life. You were talking about how we're either going to get with a program or we're not. Maybe we won't for another decade or two, but humanity has been around for a very long time and change is happening. Might not be fast enough for our liking. It is happening. Keep hoping that. So, for the cards, we have Dr. Tabitha up first. Pulling from the Inner Oracle deck, Tabitha, I have for you number 39, education. Let's see. Continual education is the key to individual and collective consciousness and personal success. Commit yourself to lifelong learning, educating yourself continually. If you don't know something, first look for the answers yourself, then ask if necessary. Gain education and advice through various sources, including people, but always strive to find your own answers. Look for lessons in life experience, situations, and circumstances. Make your adage to listen, think, learn, grow, and live.
Well, I think you have an opportunity coming, Tabitha. I got the King of Pentacles for you, King of Diamonds. And when you put these together, it's what you have been learning, what you continue to be learning. I think what I'm seeing here is it's acknowledged by someone. And it might be you have a discussion with someone for an up and over. So I'm optimistic for you and, you know, an increase in finances, an increase in station. So, and I think you've worked hard for it too, don't get me wrong.
Nice.
And I think that that's going to, you're going to start to see the rewards of that.
And when you get that better financial success coming in, maybe then money will buy happiness. Who knows?
You never know.
All right. We have Dr. Edward next. And for you, I have number 14, Energy Shift, a new chapter. Nice card for the new year.
Yeah.
Energy shifts are a natural result from increased awareness, knowledge, and new attitudes that naturally open new chapters in one's life. It's an excellent time to clarify your vision during this time of shifting energy. Reflect, gather your energy, breathe, and step forward with a renewed sense of direction. Out with the old and in with the new.
Well, you know, two flipped out, and I think that's really important to note, Edward. The Jack of Spades, which is kind of an assertive, youthful energy, and the Eight of Diamonds, Eight of Pentacles. So I think what you're doing is taking charge this year. You're leading your own life. You may have felt, look, you had some health issues last year, you know, kind of, you know, wading through it. This year you're feeling a lot better. you know, and slowly getting back on your game and feeling a little more empowered. And that's what I see here, this energy shift, new chapter, that Jack of Spades doesn't let anybody in his way, in a kind way, of course. And that the Eight of Diamonds is all about education, apprenticeship, working as you learn. And there's something here you're entering into. It may well be a volunteer job of some kind, but you're going to be applying yourself to something kind of new for yourself, but you're absolutely ready for it. It's exciting.
Very nice.
I like it. Yeah.
And thanks for the feedback. Dr. Tabitha had mentioned that, you know, to Dr. Vicki was exactly what she needed to hear. She got a small teaching job, feels like she's on the right path. So very happy for you. Teaching is one of the most noble things we can do. So very happy for you. And, of course, we have Dr. Mike next. I have for you number 38, open-mindedness. An open mind is sensible and grounded. An open mind avoids preconceived notions, especially ones that are based on personal agenda, a pet theory, or preferred belief. An open mind is not gullible or credulous. Rather, an open mind thinks critically and searches for additional possibilities. It absorbs knowledge and searches for credible solutions and conclusions.
Whoa, Mike. Dr. Mike, you got the two of clubs. Any kind of a two is movement. But the two of clubs in here is looking into the future and looking at changes. And I think the open-mindedness is only in reference to something you hadn't thought of before. So I'm going to go out on the limb here and say you're just about ready in, I'm going to say, February, March, April. That just popped in my head. There we go. That you're going to encounter something or get the idea to put yourself into something in a new way for yourself. You say, oh, I never thought of it that way before. And you're seeing now setting new goals, setting new sights for yourself, and more involvement. I'm seeing it. Look, I'll throw it out there. Three different social groups, or three different kinds of groups that you're going to be involved with. Ooh, we'll have to keep an eye on that one. Whew, that's exciting.
Very nice. All right. And Dr. Kevin, for you, I have number 4, past, present, future. The 3 universal laws of personal responsibility are, 1, you are accountable for your past, present, and future. 2, don't expect others to do for you what you can and should do for yourself. 3, don't do for others what they can and should do for themselves. Remember, present circumstances reflect past choices. Embrace responsibility and move forward with renewed vigor.
Ooh, I got the chariot, Kevin. Okay, so listen up. You got to stay the course and stay in balance. Don't get distracted. I think you're kind of on the preface. Yeah, I can't even speak, Michael. Precipice of new things. The chariot is when somebody who's, let's say, you know, you're driving the cart and you have balance of negative and positive, and it's moving together. So there's a harmony in the movement. Past, present, future. Take everything you've learned about the past, kind of, you know, take inventory in the moment. Don't get, you know, over there, over here. It's stay the course and go forward, because you're the one in power here. You're the manager. So no distractions, Kevin. That's all I'm saying. You know? And I want to say also, look, I'm no medical reader, but I feel like you will make sure that you keep your energy levels right, eating properly, getting your vitamins. That's all. And you'll be good.
All right.
Wendy is next.
All right. Our card keeper herself. For you, I have number 41, communication. The most important form of communication is with the higher self, reflecting one's spiritual evolution. A good communicator both listens and speaks equally, interactively, and with interest. A poor communicator either talks too much or listens too much. A lack of communication will kill any relationship, and this is the most effective method for ending an unhealthy relationship. Assertive communication is direct, honest, empathetic, and focuses on win-win. Communication, along with trust, is one of the two most important relationship traits.
Four of clubs there, Wendy. I like to say it's the only marriage card in the deck, but that doesn't necessarily mean intimate marriage. It's mean agreements, promises, obligations. So communication, it's being, I just want to say a little bit, I've watched what kind of promises you get yourself into, you know, or that you make because you want to make sure you can follow up and keep them. And somebody might make more demands of you than you're ready to be obligated to, but that's where you all your communication skills have come into play. You're able to articulate that in a fair and equitable way because, boy, I think there's some pretty cool things coming up for you this year, Wendy. And you're going to be known as that kind of articulate communicator. Oh, I like that.
Very nice.
Okay. Right. We have Zora next, I think.
And for you, I have number 25, the power of belief. Belief is the most powerful force in the universe. One's beliefs are responsible for one's successes and failures. It's also important to realize that you cannot disbelieve in one thing without believing in something else. Beliefs can help or hinder, enable or disable. Denial is a belief and means lying to oneself to evade responsibility. Ponder your beliefs to see if they are healthy or unhealthy, and proceed with conviction.
The High Priestess, Zoran. This is interesting to me. Learning how to manage your intuition and when to share it. Just because, I know we've talked about this a lot in the past, just because you have a sense of things doesn't mean you have to share that with people because nobody asked you. But if it's in a reasonable conversation where you throw out an idea, you know, then fair enough. But if other people don't act on it, don't worry about it because it's not your place. But what this is telling you too is use your intuition moving forward. And you know, we live in and work in a field of metaphysics where people attach a lot of ideas or kind of dogmatic ideals to metaphysics, like, well, we believe this and we believe that. And it's just that caution to listen and incorporate it in a way that we discern what can bend, like it's not an absolute. So that's what I want to say to you, Zoran, is being a good discerner and using your own intuition, but also in that responsibility of what you're learning about your own intuition. Because I think you're doing a huge leap forward this year, and I think that's awesome. But, you know, sometimes we have to reel it in a little bit and say, well, what does this all mean? Who am I today? So that's exciting, though. That's a really good page turner in your life. I like that.
Very good. All right. We have Dr. Zach is our last card of the evening, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't think I missed anybody, but Happy New Year to you too, Dr. Zach. And for you to start off the new year, I have number 40, relationships. Healthy relationships are interdependent and win-win. They are not dependent or codependent. Accept others for who they are and not for what they believe. Don't be judgmental. Otherwise, end the relationship regardless of who it is with. For healthy relationships, we must add more than we subtract. This card can refer to a healthy or toxic relationship, or to the relationship of one thing to another.
Well, Zach, you're going to have your interpretation of this, because Dr. Zach reads tarot too. This is the Seven of Cups, Seven of Hearts. And in that, it's... You know, sometimes I think the seven in this regard is teaching us what's a real dream or, you know, a false dream, like an illusion, what we'd like to believe about it versus what's actual and good to believe about it. But what I also see here, Zach, is building relationships is building your dreams. And that's my interpretation of this, is through these dreams that you're setting for yourself, that they become new goals and you're manifesting things in a better way. But through that process, you're also, it's easier for you to see what's elusive. So I think that if there's a learning curve, even in this next month or two, it's you seeing, oh, that's what that means to me. Oh, that's the message in my head for that. So you're focusing on the things that build your dreams as you move forward. And everything has to do with relationships. Who to believe, who not to believe, what part of they say can you believe. It doesn't mean you dismiss all things. It just means what's real. I hope that makes some kind of sense to you, Zach, because I think come the springtime is going to be when you see more of the results. That's what I want to say. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I say that. So
very nice.
Yeah. So, Michael, let's each pick a card for you, huh? Let's
for
do
me.
It. Yes. Well, what have you got in store this year?
Let's see what kind of year I'm going to have.
Yeah, pull your own card, though.
I have, for myself, a wild card, number 8, freedom.
Ooh.
Not too bad. Of course, there aren't any bad cards, but let's see. Number 8, freedom. Freedom is a state of being. It's an unencumbered mind that can remain open and move forward. Freedom is the ability to recreate the self, shedding old ideas that no longer serve any purpose for present and future evolution. Freedom is the knowing of who and what one is as a free and sovereign being of the universe. Freedom means one can be or do anything one wants within the limits of do no harm and do right. Good card. I always liked it.
Michael, you got the magician.
Ooh.
I know. So, oh, magic, alchemy, transformation of... I think there's a new layer of manifesting in your life here. So that freedom, feeling less encumbered, less limited, less confined in some ways. And I don't necessarily mean just physically, but that, again, that greater freedom of self. The magician is what you're manifesting from that freedom of self. Relationships begin to change and have a better footing. You know, it becomes more solid. But there's something really hopeful for you this year, Michael, and hearts just popped into my head.
Right.
Ooh, I know.
I like it.
I do too for you. That's awesome.
Well, thank you. I like that message.
Good.
It connects.
Yeah, it does. So, you know, everybody, this is like some people
Wait. Are we not pulling one for you too? I mean... Throwing me under the fade bus. What about you?
Okay, I'm bracing myself. Okay, I'm ready.
You know, for you, I'm picking out of the middle of the deck. Let's see what we got.
Okay. All right.
All right, we got number 5, Law of Control. I can't remember pulling that one for a little bit.
No.
Differences are inevitable. Diversity is desirable. The Law of Control says you cannot change or control others, but you can have a positive impact or influence. Control only that which you are entitled to control. Do not give unsolicited advice. Respect that everyone has the same rights to self-creation and decisions. You can accept present circumstances as they are, lobby for change, or leave. Not too bad. Dr. Mink is always trying to control me. I'm just kidding.
Well, you know, I pulled the Lovers, which let's not take that to a literal sense. Let's take that to passion and energy. And how I would even interpret this for myself in that Law of Control, whatever is my passion doesn't necessarily equate to somebody else's passion. And that could be simple as the art I love to make doesn't necessarily sell. You know, but I mean, truly, let's be more realistic here in that I have long had a dance with the Law of Control, and even if that's the Law of Control of myself, because I do like to be the boss of me, and not everything is in my control trying to be the boss of me, you know, and so I have to kind of give that compassion to myself that, you know, ease up and let go and ride it out. Roll with the tide. So I can see the other thing numerically, I'm in a 5 year, and 5 likes to have things to look forward to. 5 doesn't like to feel trapped. And I remind myself too that every 9 years when I'm in a 5 year, it does, whether I want it or not, you know, for things to move forward and change. It'll, like, cosmic 2x4 me over the head. So I have to remember that, you know, roll with it and continue to improve myself that way. So, yeah, we're all a work in progress, Michael.
Right. Isn't that the truth?
So, you know, see, 9 years ago is when I had and was diagnosed with mold poisoning. Mm. So I have to make sure that, you know, I keep health things in check and don't put myself into environments, even, you know, inadvertently, that can cause, you know, distress in that way. Because I'm not in control of everything, Michael, whether I like to think I am or not.
I mean, jokes aside, I could apply that whole control thing to myself, too. I love being in control, being, you know, in charge of my own fate, the idea of it.
So, well,
lots
and again,
of sympathy there.
Yeah, me learning the same lesson as everybody else is learning to be a better manager. And I truly, for the grace of age too, guys, I don't sweat the small stuff anymore at all.
Yeah.
It's I think there's quite enough going on, you know, in life that you just say, no, that's not big.
Yeah.
Know? And I think we have to keep that perspective. But it's also like what's important to us when we're – I watch my granddaughter in her teens, you know, all the things that are so important to her. But it's that life learning and finding out that dynamic of relationships and what is the world and what is the condition mm-hmm. of life now. And so it's that, you know, exploring and floundering.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's important when you then it's, you know, and you have to have compassion for that,
absolutely.
But for ourselves too.
I've often thought that a big part of aging and growing older is just realizing that, yeah, a lot of things that you thought were important are just really not that important. But now that you're talking about it this way, I realize that, you know, it's important for you at that time in that developmental stage.
Absolutely. You know, and speaking of which, because I think this goes, you know, along with the conversation tonight. I had a wonderful conversation with a client slash friend in a session last week, and I've known her for probably 20 years, and she had a moment to say, Vicki, I need to really thank you for putting up with me all these years and all the things that I've been through. And I said, whoa, I haven't put up with anything. No, I you might be feeling that in a way. You're getting older and you look back at your older self, your younger self, and say, ooh, you know. But I don't see it as putting up with you or tolerating or having patience. I don't see any of that, because if I see it that way, I feel the same way about myself. Mm. It's compassion for every stage and phase of life. I can't give something to others that I don't have for myself. So when people are struggling and working through stuff, you know, my heart is there. I try to be sensible, logical. I'm your support system. You know, I got you. But to think for a second that I would be tolerating or putting up with does not cross my mind. You know, there's a lot of things we put up with in the world, like mm-hmm. the checkout line at groceries.
The self-checkout line at groceries.
I know that too. But when it comes to the dynamic of each other, it's... Whew, I long ago had to face the embarrassment of my own actions of my life, you know, and I told her that one of the greatest things I ever said to myself was, oh, you were stupid. It was so freeing to just say you were stupid. And I don't have to analyze it, overanalyze it. I was younger. I didn't know better. I was in that situation. It was just stupid. That was a stupid thing to do. And you move on.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I think, what all of us are turning another page now. If there's stuff in the past, you know, let it go. It was then. But if there are people, and I so appreciated this woman saying what she did to me, because it really touched my heart. And it in turn, it makes me want to also say back, because I said, I've learned so much about myself through you. So, you know... giving to each other those little accolades once in a while, the acknowledgments, and, you know, that support So it goes back to what we were saying earlier about that validation, the recognition, and being in a more positive way.
Absolutely. So, you know, I think it's been a good conversation. You know, I think there's been a lot of great points. You know, I appreciate the contributions. You know, you just touched on it as well. Dr. Zach talked about it earlier. You know, we all need to be acknowledged. And it's reminding me that the opposite of love is not hate, it's apathy.
Yes.
And, you know, just to tie this in, you were talking a little bit earlier about not letting the small stuff get to you. You know, don't sweat the small stuff. I was joking before we went live about, you know, the power of so what. And that can be powerful. You know, when we have these challenges come up, they seem, say so what? It takes the power away from it. That's within balance, within reason. Some things, you know, need to be attended to. But we have more strength than we realize, and we have more friends and people that are like-minded than we realize. But
well, when people reach out to be a friend or have a gesture, even a small one in return, can be the start of some kind of great relationship.
Yeah.
And again, I'm not referring to intimate relationship. Somebody says, hey, let's have a coffee sometime. Look, maybe you don't have time this week, but maybe you can pick up the phone and say hi. You know, those small little things like that that get us more connected. That's stuff to think about, Michael. Wendy is saying she can't join us next week. Oh, I don't know where birthday parties of kids take priority over us. But apparently it does. So, you still there, Michael? Did I lose you?
Well, sometimes we mute ourselves and we think we unmute, but we didn't unmute and we ended up being muted. But you're going to be missed, Wendy. You'll be here with us in spirit, and we'll look forward to seeing you the week after.
You know, I want to say to everybody, all the best this year. I am optimistic. And we'll just see what happens, you know. Let's just take it one day, one week at a time, and check in with ourselves and do better. That's all.
Well said. Well said. Well, it's a new year full of new challenges, full of new adventures. And, you know, challenge isn't always a bad thing. You know, if we had no challenges, how boring life would be. But
don't push it, Michael.
Yeah, knock on wood. But, you know, we have the resources we need, and we can find strength in each other. So as we embark on the new year, I'm going to take a lot of stock into what you're saying of hope, and just believing in something can make it true. So as we kind of wrap up this broadcast this evening, Dr. Vicki, any last thoughts?
No, I just want everybody to feel encouraged, and let's all just do our part and don't let the bad guys push you around.
Well said. Well said. We're looking forward to seeing you next week. Until then, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.